This week in the Missouri Senate, we review action taken on the Missouri Senate floor and on the budget.
So I have a lot of questions for the department and this pharmacy line.
Well, we're going to get to that.
The Senate Appropriations Committee wrapped up nearly 2 weeks of work on the budget they received from the Missouri House of Representatives. Missouri senators want to pass the $27 billion spending plan for fiscal year 2017 ahead of the May 6th deadline. Committee Chair Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia says Medicaid alone will cost the state nearly $400 million next year.
We funded a lot of things in all those other House bills that we went through this week. And they're things that matter to a whole lot of Missourians. If we stay at this level of growth, there is a question of what can remain in the rest of those bills.
But committee member Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City adds she does not want to see cuts made to needed services.
Whether it happens to be that we happen to be the hardest to qualify for Medicaid or whatever else it is.
Missouri senators gave their approval on Thursday. The budget now goes to a Missouri Senate House Conference Committee, and a final product could be approved before the end of April.
I now move that we third read and finally pass House Bill 1631.
Time was spent on Tuesday afternoon and evening debating House Bill 1631, a measure that would modify provisions of law relating to voter identification. The proposal is sponsored by Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit.
We are finding more people trying to cheat the system.
During discussion, Senator Curls mentioned one alternative would be to let people register to vote when they sign up for assistance programs.
I mean, if we are here really to try to determine whether people are really who they say they are when they come to vote, I think certainly that would be an effective tool.
House Bill 1631 has been set aside for future discussion.
Informal calendar, and I'd ask you recognize the senator from
Wednesday was spent on three issues that relate to criminal justice, including Senate Bill 661. Sponsor Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield says this relates to deadly force.
Ferguson, the confusing set of jury instructions that were given because our statutes conflict with the Tennessee versus Garner U.S. Supreme Court case.
During debate on Senate Bill 588, which would modify provisions relating to petitions for the expungement of criminal records, Senator Curls mentioned a lot of time has gone into crafting this.
Did a lot of work to really try to hash out and get to a final document where, of course, not all sides were happy, but certainly they came to a resolution on what they thought would be most fair.
Also, Senate Bill 590, legislation that seeks to modify provisions related to crime, was debated this week. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.